107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 8:15 and 7. A balmy 7 out there. Kiki, how are you adjusting to northern life?
Well, it has been 2 years.
Yeah.
And sadly, I've not adjusted at all.
Well, because we moved up here February of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Almost 2 years ago.
Yep.
And that was a fairly mild winter. Everyone was saying, like, we moved up here and, like, that was the most snow they got.
It really wasn't too bad.
And, well, then we were right into spring.
Yep.
This last winter, before this one, was very mild. Hell, Hunter and I were golfing in December.
Right. We only went skiing one time.
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
Of course, we've only gone skiing once so far this year.
Only because we chose not to.
Oh, okay.
There's been opportunity. We just have not moved.
but this winter has been very northern-esque.
Yes. It's tough. I am trying mentally really hard to stay positive.
Yeah.
You know, this winter season.
The big thing is we got to get you a sun lamp. You got to get that vitamin D. That's why everyone gets so blah. When's the last time we saw the sun?
Well, that and trekking in constant snow.
Yeah.
It's just like everything is always wet.
It's good for the leg muscles.
Not in a good kind.
Good Lord, lady. Ease into it, for God's sakes. There wasn't like any kind of...
It's my go-to.
Hidden message there.
Never.
Good God.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
It's like working with Hunter, for God's sake.
Jesus. I'm cracking myself up over here.
Boy.
Nailed it.
I'm gonna take you to church. Going to confession, lady.
What are you looking at now?
We got the WTF of the day right now. So
let's do it.
I like this one. I like this one. On Saturday night, a group of people were at a pizza place in Newark, California. I was hoping New Jersey. New Jersey.
New Jersey. Oh, wait. I'm not Hunter. I'm not the man of many voices.
I know. Hunter
can
do it.
I sure do try.
But this was Newark, California, and one of them couldn't find their phone. Gah! Checking the pockets. Where's my phone?
Did I
leave it somewhere? Where's my phone? they assumed someone in another group took it, so they got into an argument.
Oh.
Did you take my phone?
Accusing.
Did you take my phone?
Accusing.
They did. And then a massive brawl broke out.
Yes.
All right. At least 20 people started fighting in the restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
And then people had to come break it up. And once it was over, they finally figured out what happened to the missing phone. It was in the restaurant's lost and found the entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that like
the first place
you check?
That's how obsessed with phones people are.
Yeah.
They're brawling over it.
Yeah. Fortunately, there were only minor injuries from the fight, and cops haven't arrested anyone yet. I love this because, all right, folks, think about it. Check your pockets. Ask your friends.
You simply could have just been like, hey, pull out your pockets.
Yeah. Or you go check the lost and found.
Check the lost and found.
I mean, we used to do that as children.
Yeah, there's specifically an area for things that are lost. Go check that.
You remember, did you ever get a chance to look in that box if you lost something?
Oh, all the time.
You wanted to take everything in there. Like, even like, there's like one mitten that's missing the pinky finger. You're like, I want that mitten.
You wanted that?
I want that mitten.
I at least wanted mittens that were paired.
No. One stray mitten with a missing pinky finger?
You are a weird child.
I'm just saying, check the lost and found. You never know what you're going to find.